let's talk about Mr. Joel Dudley, JoelDudley. He was born 4/3/73. Today's 1/24/24. Joel comes in today with symptoms of sinus drainage, fatigue, not feeling well, runny nose, increased blood pressure. He was told that one time he had high blood pressure. He was put on medication, but he couldn't take any of them, so he quit taking his blood pressure, period. He also tells me that he's never going to have workup for his colon or prostate because he doesn't want the procedure, and he'd rather die, period. In the paragraph, he also tells me that he was told that one time he had sleep apnea, but he refuses any kind of workup. He did have COVID in 2021, which he almost died. They couldn't find the ventilator. They told him if he can't find the ventilator in the next 24 hours, he'd be dead, but somehow he pulled through with BiPAP machines, period. New paragraph. His mom and dad have heart problems. Colonoscopy refused, of course. Maintenance exam refused. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. He has a TV show called DNA Sporting. Also doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, married, 6 years, has 3 children, surgery, tonsils, medical problems, has had issues with the thyroid issues, and has had history of hypertension, diabetes, he tells me, but everything is okay now, in quotation, he doesn't want to take any blood pressure medication, despite the fact that he's urinating a whole bunch at night. He says everything was okay and the blood work was done when he had bilateral hip replacement recently, and doesn't want any blood work today either. So surgery, bilateral hip replacement, allergy, amoxil, COVID immunization, none, but he did have COVID in 2020 or 21, he can't remember, and he almost died. As I mentioned, since then, has had some palpitations, some dizziness off and on, his leg pain, arm pain, and has had some issues related to tiredness, even though most likely that's related to his sleep apnea. He weighs, an exam, 250, review of system as above, he weighs 255 pounds. He used to weigh 245 a couple of years ago, so he's gained some weight, 97%, 98.2, 18, 92, 136 over 92. Heart positive, some positive for 2 lungs, for 1 abdomen soft. Skin shows no rash, TMs are red, posterior pharynx has been inflamed, neurological non-focal assessment, number 1, sinusitis. Number 2, rosefenagram now, next one is Decadron, 8 milligram now, next one is Z-Pak, next one is Medrol dose pack, next one is hypertension. He tells me he's tried every medication known and he's had issues with it. I asked him if he's tried Cardura, C-A-R-D-U-R-A, or Doxycin. He says no, so we're going to put him on Cardura 2 milligram at night time. This would help his blood pressure as well as his frequent urination. Frequent urination related to BPH and his blood pressure being elevated. Next number, cannot rule out diabetes since he did have a history of it in the past, but he didn't want any blood work today. He wants to send us a copy of his blood work that was done a few months ago during his hip replacement. We did look at his heart today. He does have RVH, most likely related to sleep apnea. Again, he doesn't like to work up and doesn't want to talk about that at this time. Next one was as far as arm and leg pain are concerned. Multifactorial, questionable long COVID. We need to do blood tests, but he wants to hold off. Check sed rate, inflammatory markers, and but there's no evidence of significant DVD or PVD present. No evidence of DVT or PVD present. He does have a fatty liver. He does have a carotid stenosis, which needs to be reevaluated. He does have BPH, which is causing his symptoms. He does have some lymphadenopathy in his neck because of his sinusitis, period. New paragraph, we discussed this at length. Again, he doesn't want to talk about colonoscopy or any further workup regarding maintenance or blood test at this time, but he promises to call me in a few days, and actually a week or so, to let me know about his frequent urination and his blood pressure. He's going to get a machine at home and check it. By the way, his flu test and COVID-19 test today were both negative. Findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.